As India's COVID-19 crisis continues, thousands of Australians still have no idea when or how they'll be able to return. Another repatriation flight's being organised for this weekend, but after pre-departure testing saw last week's service fly in half empty, the Foreign Minister's warning further challenges are likely. Her comments come as the threat posed by the virus in India has been reinforced by the death of an Australian father of two in Delhi. Here's political reporter Jade McMillan.
Sydney businessman Rajesh Kumar gets nervous every time he receives a phone call from India. Several members of his family have had COVID-19, and yesterday he learned his friend Govind Kant had died after contracting the virus.
He is a fantastic person, a gentleman to the core.
The 47-year-old was based in Sydney and flew to India last month after the death of his mother. Rajesh Kumar says it's a terrifying time for any Australians with loved ones there.
I had a chat with another friend and he lost three of his close mates as well.
Manpreet Kaur travelled to India from Australia earlier this year to collect her three-year-old son, who'd been staying with relatives.
Every day when we go to bed, he tells me, Mama, let's go back to Australia. Let's go back to Australia. Like, because he knows how I'm feeling here. And me and my husband, we are very stressed here.
Her family had been booked onto a flight home this month, but it was cancelled when the federal government temporarily banned all travel from India. She was hoping to get seats on a repatriation flight this weekend, the second to be organised since the ban was lifted, but has been told it's full.
I just got an email that you haven't been offered a seat on this flight, so just keep checking your email. If something comes up, they will let me know, maybe for the next flight. So I'm not pretty sure how it's going to work for us.
Around 9,000 Australians have registered with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade as wanting to return home from India. 900 of them are considered vulnerable.
Now, a lot of people are in way worse situations, and it's so appalling that I think people, DFAT, Australian High Commission, the government needs to understand that at this point, there's a much higher number than those 900.
Ria Wadwani has been living in India since 2019 and runs an online support group for other Australians trying to get back. She's calling for more repatriation flights and clearer information about commercial options, not just for her family, but for the three-year-old daughter of one of her friends in Australia, who she's hoping to accompany home.
There's no chance for her to leave Australia and bring her child back. She tried to do that, but obviously that did not happen. So she's trying every which way possible.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says a third repatriation flight into Darwin is scheduled for the 31st of May.
The challenges that we've seen in the last week on that first return flight, I'm sure they won't be isolated, but we will continue to deal with those and be very careful and very mindful of the medical advice in all of this.
It's Australia's Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, speaking to Nine Radio, ending Jade McMillan's report there.